Music sick, sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers, like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say, ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome! It's another edition of Cheese Please with yours truly, Snarf Dude Smize, along with
yours sincerely, Daffodil Potter.
In the van with a plan to bring you musical cheese. If you haven't listened to our show, you must realize that we are driving around in a van looking for cheesy music. Sort of like gypsies, only we don't get married.
And there's no tramps and thieves. Just gypsies.
Or weddings. Wasn't there a reality show we saw at a diner once about gypsies and getting married or something?
Gypsy, big fat gypsy wedding.
Ah, that's what it was.
Something.
And of course they had that movie Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yes.
Isn't
these? Those are different.
Aren't these politically correct people screaming about saying the word fat these days?
No.
Well, that's good to know. I just kind of wondered sometime. On the show this week we have, there's a combination you'll never hear anywhere else. Popcorn and hula hoops.
Okay.
Well,
grasping for a connection, I see.
No, other than there's the hula hoop song and then the popcorn song. We're
okay.
Focusing on popcorn and hula hoops. That actually, what happens is you take both to a drive-in theater, and when there's an intermission, you just like hula hoop while someone else gets popcorn.
Or you eat your popcorn while you're waiting for your turn to go hula hooping.
It could be. Are there any more drive-ins around, Daffodil? That's sort of a 50s thing.
Yes, there are lots of drive-ins still around.
We have to do that. We have to take the van to a drive-in movie. We haven't done that yet.
Surprising.
Yeah, it's true. I never thought about it, but put that on the radar, Daffodil.
Put that on the list.
And on the Limburger Lounge this week, we got Bob Paradis and Bongo Man. As well as, some birdies in the glove compartment, Gouda, possibly.
But we never know what's there until we get there.
Possibly. I got tipped off. That's all I got to say. We're starting off the show with a little bit of Moog music.
To put us in the Moog?
A little Star Wars Moog.
I like Star Wars Moog.
To put us in the Moog. We got the Electric Moog Orchestra with Cantina Band shortly, but we're starting off with the main theme of Star Wars. I am your father.
That's not what he said.
Oh, sorry.
That's the most misquoted movie line in all movie history.
Let's not get into it.
Right here on Cheese Please.
then. Some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir.
Now there is a man-sized bite.
Cheese, please.
With one of the many versions of the Cantina Band from Star Wars and the Electric Moog Orchestra doing that one.
That makes an awesome ringtone for a cell phone.
Yeah, it really has a 70s type feel, doesn't it?
And when your phone rings, yes? You know it's your phone because you don't have the same ringtone as 200 other people.
Yeah, that's true, unless you're a real Star Wars fan at a Comic-Con convention.
You know what? They still wouldn't have Moog.
Well, you never know. Some of those guys are really geeky. It's always a possibility. Think about it.
Are you telling me I'm geeky because I have that as my ringtone on my cell phone?
You have a cell phone?
I do. You buy cards for it. It's great.
You never told me you had a cell phone.
My mama gave it to me.
Oh. And all the years we've been driving around in the van,
I've always had a cell phone.
And I'm running around trying to find a phone booth when the van breaks down and you have a cell phone?
Yeah, I talk to Billy Bob all the time.
Oh, I don't know what to say other than you should have told me before now.
You've seen me with it in my hand. What did you think it was?
I thought it was broken.
One of those gaming systems or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Or broken or something. I thought you were just like holding it on for sentimental reasons or something.
It works.
Okay, fine. And before that, we had the Electric Moog Orchestra with Star Wars, the main version, you know.
Yes.
Right here on Keys, Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the worked, and the weird that we like to refer to as Cheese Please.
And we're focusing now on popcorn and hula hoops.
It's an interesting combination. I like how you're trying to somehow make a connection between these two things.
Well, it's all those years of 50s diners and seeing, those girls in poodle skirts being around eating popcorn and playing with a hula hoop.
My only question is there a song about those little dealy bopper things that you put around your ankle and you had this, like, the skip bow things?
No.
Because there should be a song about those. Those deserve their own song.
Well, I don't know about that, but I can tell you there's a hula hoop song we'll hear shortly.
Okay.
But we're starting off with a popcorn song and Cliffy Stone right here on
Cheese Please.
Now here's a funny story
Hope you understand. Listen very closely if you possibly can. It's a story of two popcorn kernels in a red hot pan. One turned to the other and said, "Hey man, I'm too pooped to pop, and I ain't lying. I'm too pooped to pop, just laying here frying. Salt and butter's ready and the fire's hot, but seems like I'm just too pooped to pop. Too pooped to pop, and I ain't playing possum. I'm too pooped to pop, and I do wanna blossom. Don't like the bottom, wanna get up on top, but seems like I'm just too pooped to pop." Iowa's the state, that's where I was born. I really truly came up from a fine ear of corn. My mama and my papa were a wonderful crop. You should have seen them blow up when they put them in the pot. But I'm just too pooped to pop, and I ain't lying. I'm too pooped to pop, just laying here frying. Don't like the bottom, wanna get up on top, but seems like I'm just too pooped to pop.
The warp and the weird. The wacky and weird. The warp. I like that one. Wacky, the warp and the weird.
Cheese, please.
Hula hoop, hula hoop. Everyone is playing with the hula hoop. Look at them spin, trying to win. Anyone can play from 3 to 110.
Hula, hula, hula.
Oh, what fun to see them run and to see them sway.
Hula hoop.
Slipping away.
Hula hoop.
Now if they rock when they should sway, it would fall to the ground.
Hula hoop.
Then again, once again, the hoop spins around and round.
Hula, hula, hula.
Hula hoop, hula hoop. Everyone is playing with the hula hoop. Look at them spin, trying to win. Anyone can play from 3 to 110.
Please, with Georgia Gibbs from the 50s and Hula Hoop.
I used to be able to hula hoop.
I tried once.
I haven't done it in years, but I used to be able to.
I did it once, Daffodil, and...
You couldn't keep the hoop up.
It's a lot of work, and I still couldn't keep the hula hoop up.
You got no hips. It makes a difference.
Are you implying that a large person would do much better?
No. I'm implying a person with hips does better.
Oh.
The overall body size isn't important. It's having hips.
Oh, well, I don't have any. I actually have to wear a belt to hold my pants up.
Good point.
Before that, we had Cliffy Stone and the Popcorn Song.
I like our other popcorn song better. We'll have to play that again soon.
Yeah, the tune Twisters with popcorn. We'll play that in a future show. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and now we're going to the lounge.
Well, not exactly, Daffodil. Not yet. What's the big rush? I mean, really?
We don't have time.
What do you mean we don't have time?
There's not enough time.
We have plenty of time. Time is stand still here on the show every week. I like to think so, anyway. For about 10 seconds.
And right? Then you go do what I tell you to do.
Which is...
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
And on the lounge this week, we have none other than Bob Paradis and a strange name song by the name of Bongo Man.
Isn't that the guy who plays the bongos?
Perhaps. What are you doing?
I'm trying to bongo on my desk. It doesn't sound right.
No, don't bongo the keyboard on your desk.
It makes noise.
Right here on...
Cheese, please.
Bongo Man. On l'appelle Bongo Man. Bongo Man. Il est le roi du bongo, bongo man. Tous les soirs il joue pour vous. Bongo, 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 bongo man. Bongo man. Oh l'œil gauche sur ses bongos, bongo man. Oh l'œil droit sur les belles filles, bongo man. Il leur dit des mots d'amour en tapant toujours sur ses bongos. Si vous venez danser le cha-cha devant lui, méfiez-vous du message qu'il lance à votre ami. Si par malheur ces mots d'amour touchent son cœur, vous perdrez votre jolie fleur. Bongo Man, on l'appelle Bongo Man, Bongo Man. Il est le roi du bongo, Bongo Man. Tous les soirs il joue pour vous. Bongo, 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 bongo man. Le seul moyen d'expression, ses yeux lui servent à explorer toute la région. Depuis qu'il a appris à jouer sur ses bongos, il a tout ce qu'il faut. Bongo Man, on l'appelle Bongo Man, Bongo Man. Il est le roi du bongo, Bongo Man. Tous les soirs il joue pour vous. Bongo, 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 bongo man. Bongo Man. Oeil gauche sur ses bongos, bongo man. Oeil droit sur les belles filles, bongo man. Il leur dit des mots d'amour en tapant toujours sur ses bongos. En tapant toujours sur ses bongos. En tapant toujours sur ses bongos.
On the ground. tulips and then raise your hands up high. There's a fire down below and you don't want to catch a sight. Hide behind each other and don't even make a sound. You're in trouble now, take the elevator down. Jump over all the barrels and let out a little scream. Duck underneath the pie cause it's a coconut cream. You pick the hammer up and then you put the fire out. Now we think you know what Donkey Kong is all about.
With Buckner and Garcia and the Pac-Man Fever album, 1982-ish, and Do the Donkey Kong.
I like the Pac-Man Fever song better.
Yeah?
But this one is kind of more harmonious.
It's kind of catchy. It's like that my little 80s Pac-Man, or not Pac-Man. I've got, what? I've got the Donkey Kong little thing, tabletop thing.
Yes.
I picked it up at a flea market back in the 90s when it's probably worth, like, mega money now.
Yeah, I think it's in good working order, clean and pristine.
Yes.
It's worth a couple hundred bucks. Yours yes. Might be worth $25.50.
Oh, so much for cashing in. I like to eat this week instead of, like, you know, doing dishes, Daffodil, on the road.
Dishes are good. You have great dishpan hands.
Oh, and before that, we had Bob Paradis doing a bit of French in between Bongo Man on the Limburger Lounge.
Very loungy.
Yes. I forgot that song. I forgot there was so much French in it. I don't know what it's saying.
It doesn't matter.
Bongo man. What if it's saying something bad in French and I don't know?
I'm sure a listener who speaks French will let you know.
a little too late, though. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are slowly coming down to the close of another episode of Cheese Please.
Again.
Yes, it means it's time for you to do your thing again.
Should we expand to an hour, Daffodil?
No.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, I
just do your thing.
No, I can't, Daffodil. I can't open it. It's stuck. I'm pulling it, and I can't do it. It's just, oh, darn thing. Oh.
If you don't open it, we're not going to have a record to play. No,
I can't open this.
Fine, here. Play this.
Oh, thank you. Okay, what? This
and
is...
yes, I'm biffing records at you again.
Oh, that's the record I was talking about. Let's sing, I'll sing like the birdies sing.
By Ben Burney.
That's what it was. Okay, until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy.
Thank you. hark to the birds. Lift to the birdies.
Some folks sing opera, some folks sing flat, some sing like sawing wood, I'm one like that. But when the dicky birds sing in the trees, I feel we ought to try and sing like these. Let's all sing like the birdie sings.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
Let's all sing like the birdie sings.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
Let's all warble like nightingales. Give your throat a treat. Take your time from the birds. Now you know all the words.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, a few imitations of well-known American birds. The first will be that of the blackbird. Yay! And the next will be that of the nightingale.
Yay!
And now, come on, let's have the bullfinch.
Yay!
And now the Hoboken bird.
You know all the words.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezedlee.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.